You are listening to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode 212. Legion Lost. It's almost over. Welcome to episode 212 of Legion of Substitute Podcasters. I am Paul French, and today I am Cocksure Kid.
Excuse me?
You're not sure of it most of the time?
I thought it would get a reaction. No, this actually ties into to something on the Facebook. There's a little music.
Your cocksure and tying things.
Just
kinky.
Just you wait. So anyway, there's this little sort of band meme. You get given a band and you put down, you say what your favorite song by them is and what your favorite album with by them with. favorite song, favorite album, and any merchandise that you have of them. So our friend Murray Fox gave me Moxie Fruvus. Darren, you won't be familiar with them, perhaps, but Scott probably knows of them.
Oh, yes.
And I know Matt's a fan. So anyway, so he gave me Moxie Fruvus. So the song that I picked is a song called That's Any Good. Now, most people won't recognize it because it was never on any of the Moxie Fruvus albums. But when the first time I saw them in 1990, they played at the university, and they played this song that was kind of a faux British invasion song called That's Any Good. And so I mentioned this in this post, and a friend of mine, Bob Reed, who runs a radio show called Rockline on one of the Toronto radio stations, and we used to play with these guys a lot back in the day, and so Bob mentions on there that he said that the song That's Any Good had resurfaced as a part of the greatest hits collection, quote unquote, by the Cocksure Lads. So one of the guys from Moxie Fruvus, Murray Foster, has also played bass for the band Great Big Sea. And so he made this, he put together this sort of fake British invasion band. And so they put out an album with, which would be quote unquote, all of their greatest hits from 1963 to 1968. And so as soon as he said this, I was like, well, I got to get this. And so, yeah, I've been really enjoying it. So there we have it.
Oh, sweet.
The Cocksure Lads, definitely worth checking out. They have a lot of fun. You know, if you like British invasion music, you'll enjoy it anyway. But if you like funny music, you'll enjoy it even more. So,
okay.
So there you go.
I like funny music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cocksure Lads. And it's no coincidence that Moxie Fruvus did have an album called Wood.
I bet it is not, sir. I bet it is not. And speaking of wood, I am Darren Noel, and oh my, went down the wrong way. So, this evening I am Hornet Kid, but not why you think I'm Hornet Kid. Mm-hmm. I had to go out to the semi-annual pilgrimage to Alabama, and I discovered that the town in which the family cemetery is located is Eider, Alabama, which I already knew that part of it. Mm-hmm. I did not know that the mascots of Eider High School are the Hornets. So I am Hornet Kid because I was taking photographs of this town's memorabilia in the Family Dollar store today because I was like, I can't believe that I'm going from one place to another place and the symbol is still a stinging insect. So it's like I never left the office. So
Is Tech's mascot a stinging
yellow jacket? Yeah. The jackets.
Yeah. Hey, so was Yellow Jacket another Hank Pym?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Indeed it was. So
and then a girl.
And then a girl who got killed by young Tony Stark, correct?
Oh, yes. Teen that Tony.
Teen Tony. Spoilers for 1990 something.
She was a hot Latina too, if I remember correctly.
At least she didn't get her head punched off, Panther.
Well, that's true. The 90s were a bad time for hot Latina.
Bad time to be Latina. Bad time to be Latina. So went out there and came back today, and it was cold for the South, I must say. Mm. It was like 48 degrees with a brisk wind whipping over the I think we just skipped fall this year and went right to winter right now. I'm very annoyed. So you expect to get like a few days of chill, but today was like, oh my gosh. So yeah. That whatever. Was my day. Well, yeah, whatever.
I don't expect anything of the sort.
Whatever.
Oh my.
I had to cave in and put pants on today. It was
You had to cave in. It wasn't due to the laws that they passed in your district.
Well, no, normally I don't bother until
Scott Cole shall wear pants at all times.
No. I don't normally bother until the snow shows up, but it was a little too brisk today for that even. Ooh. It was rainy though, so rainy is almost as good as snow, I guess.
Yeah, it's been a chilly.
Except
weekend.
They don't have to shovel it, so that's okay.
Yeah, a cold rain is just depressing at times. Yeah. So
for us it's around 39 to give you perspective, Darren. So in other words, 48.
Who fucking who?
Whatever, you know, it's usually 85 down here. Go away. I'm gonna be nice and try not to invoke the F word so early in the evening. But we're getting close because I've been pent up with my family all day.
And besides,
an SUV.
And we know we're close because it's Scott's turn.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Is it?
Well, no. I mean, you know, we I don't mean it is right now, but you know it will be because it's Scott's
turn. Did I mention they were singing hymns on the way there and back?
Oh.
That part, people.
We have a winner. I would gladly give up what eight
done,
degrees.
Right.
Yeah. You win. That's not cocksure at all.
Oh no. There was very little cock today, and you know that makes me very, very depressed. Because quite frankly, I could use a little in my daily diet. So there you go.
Matt is not here. He is lost in deep space once more. So I am
talking about Legion Lost, and he wimps out.
He's lost in deep space. He's two blocks over and three blocks east, and
so he can't find his Skype.
So Scott calls, and tonight I am. I don't know. Slightly crippled lad.
Uh oh.
I apparently went out dancing on Friday night.
Apparently.
So I'm told.
Because you don't remember it.
Rumor has it. Well, there are pictures, and I seem to be on a dance floor of some sort, so I'm going to go with yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was me.
And, yeah.
Sounds so like it's so
my
you.
Knees are giving me a little holy hell today, so.
Yes.
Oh. Well.
Actually, they're not as bad as they were yesterday, so I guess that's a... It means nothing's broken, it's just sore.
Swollen. Sore.
Mm-hmm.
Told you to get the knee pads. When will you listen to me?
Never. Never, yeah, ever.
That's probably true.
Listening's for suckers. Mm-hmm. Like all you know, suckers listening to this.
Yeah. I was about to say, you just kind of made
that's
my
for
point.
Chumps.
That's right.
No one's used that since a
podcast. That's why everybody stops listening to podcasts and goes and does their own, you know.
No, that's true.
There seems to be a lot of that going on, so it's like, oh, I don't need your podcast anymore. I'll make my own.
And that's what they say, see? Too. Oh, wow, we're starting early.
Yeah, I'm not starting anything. I'm drinking water tonight. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Fail.
You would think after having the whole day...
No, not a fail. I refuse to give in to the pain at this point.
And then having to read Legion Lost. I mean, that's just...
I know. It's an insult. Why don't you just pour some salt into that wound?
Indeed.
Nice.
Your liver should just take one for the team. That's all I'm saying.
A Legion Lost sound.
Well, everyone knows it's been canceled, right?
That's right. That's why I said...
Yeah. So I would like to suggest one thing right now before we talk about Legion Lost tonight. I suggest we don't talk about the series after tonight until it's all wrapped up. And we'll do one episode wrapping up Legion Lost and we'll move on.
But what if there's like really important stuff?
Yeah, that's right. There could be some game changer in issue 14.
There could be. I still say we don't talk about it until it's over. When does 16 come out? Is it January? Because I want
also considering the fact that we haven't been able to keep up with them as it stands.
Yeah, it's probably quite likely that that's the way it'll happen.
I don't think we have to plan it that way. I think it's just going to, oh, geez, we probably should get around to those current issues. I mean, they were current 3 months ago, but whatever.
Yeah, you know what? You say this now, Darren, but then in 3 months, when we actually have to do three issues in a block.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll be lost in deep space. It'd be just
will you?
Yeah. You guys can bang it out.
Maybe we should save it for after the Kramers are done with Christmas. So May.
So June. All right. All right.
What you guys don't know is Matt doesn't listen to any episode he's not in. So, you know.
Oh, okay. I know.
I know. Why you know. You? I'm talking about our listenership so that they know Matt doesn't listen.
Wow. Well, that's because he knows that we're talking smack about him. So, you know, at some point you're too. Just like, maybe I just shouldn't fucking listen. Oh, I did it. Yeah, there we go. All right, so
what's today? 29th when this comes out.
Oh, yes,
God. People, 9 more days, 9 more freaking days. Okay,
until what?
Wow, really?
Halloween's in like 3 days.
Yeah,
Halloween's in 3 days, and I'm going into.
Oh, he's talking about my mom's birthday.
Oh,
what?
My mom's birthday is on the 7th. Everyone say happy birthday to my mom.
Oh, that's next week. You don't have to do it till next week, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But
she's going to listen for sure, right?
Yeah. Sure. But the day before that, Polly.
Oh, there's something going on then?
Yeah, there is. There is.
Oh, mom's birthday eve.
That's right. I love your mom.
I thought they just booked the week for that kind of thing.
Oh, my.
Well, Barbara Streisand will be singing. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure she will. Yeah. 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 It'll be nice for people to, you know, start talking about something.
It'll be nice to turn on the TV and not see what we're seeing now. That's what I'm going to say. Indeed. All right.
Indeed.
I turn on the TV. All I get to see is bones. So, I mean, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Darren's like, oh, I need your TV.
Hey.
No, I've got that on in files on the internet. I'm good. I can see bones anytime I want to. So
I know.
There's that.
Hey. They got this stuff on computers now? All right. So
believe it or not, yes they do, sir. Yes, they do.
Indeed. All right. So I'm not seeing
all right,
any.
All right.
Okay. No specific Legion news at this point, but there are a couple of notable things.
Oh, okay.
First off,
what are they, sir?
Grant Morrison, member of the British Empire. Not many people can say that.
Lots of people actually can say that.
Well, lots. How many do you know?
How many do I know?
I don't know Grant Morrison either, so that's not really a
well,
thing.
This is true. But I would say that there are perhaps fewer than, you know what? It's not that large a number. It's fewer, in fact, than people who are buying Legion Lost.
Really? England doesn't have more than like 25,000 people in it?
You know, okay. Member of the British Empire. This isn't like citizenship. This is like
talking about individual citizens. You're talking about countries. Oh, okay.
Member of the British Empire is it's like being it's like the next step up would be a knighthood.
A knighthood. Oh, I see. So it's
okay.
Like,
so member of the British
it's like having
Empire,
a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Walk of Fame. Yeah,
for
okay.
example, the except that except that it's not like you pay your $3,000 to the Hollywood Board of Commerce. And in this case, it was in fact Prince Charles that bestowed the honor upon Mr. Morrison this past week.
Prince Charles.
So this is, you know, basically like member of the British Empire. The Beatles were made members of the British Empire back in the '60s. Famously, John Lennon later gave his medal back. Yeah, so it's basically a medal that they get. And so Grant Morrison was recognized for services to film and literature.
I bet he was.
So
as everyone goes, what the hell was Final Crisis? I don't know, but it's worth this. Okay, good.
Well, maybe they understood it.
Oh. Maybe they did. I don't know. So
I understood it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you? Exactly. Well, I'm happy for you.
And of course, we're always on the tail end of this because they never give the
you said tail.
They never give the info on the digital sales. So if you're listening to this on Monday, you still have a chance. Or actually, you know what? This is a 7-day sale that started on October 25th. So it'll still be going November 1st. So
yeah,
we actually have a few days on this, folks. It is DC Comics Supervillain Sale on Comixology. So, for example, Action Comics, The Black Ring, featuring Lex Luthor. With art by Legion Lost artist Pete Woods, you know, the good part of Legion Lost. So you've got that, and written by Paul Cornell, really good stuff. Mm-hmm. Black Adam issues 1-6. That would be the one by Pete Tomasi writing and Doug Monkey on art.
Hi, Doug Monkey, he's funny.
Monkeys are always funny.
He looks like monkeys.
Yeah.
Deadshot 1-5. The Flash, and so they take a bunch of different Flash stories versus Mirror Master, Pied Piper, Weather Wizard, Trickster, Captain Boomerang.
Captain Boomerang. There's
something or other. I can't read that at all. no, seriously. I don't know what this font is. The dog. What? Never mind.
Which one are you looking at?
It's under Captain Boomerang and above Heatwave. So then Heatwave, then the Rogues. I don't know.
Which one? Number 125?
125, yeah.
That's probably Weather Wizard. I'm guessing. There looks like a tornado and some lightning.
Yeah, it could be Weather Wizard.
Oh, no, it's the Time Commander. Isn't it?
Wow, it doesn't... I know, but it doesn't look like that at all. You're right, it's the Conquerors of Time, but it doesn't... It's like it looks like the Dockrys or the Dockris. I don't know. It's crazy. That's from the original Barry Allen series. Then from the Wally West series, the Rogues in 177, Gorilla Grodd, Pied Piper, Peekaboo, Fallout, and Captain Cold. Also, Gotham City Sirens issues 1-26.
Nice.
The Sinestro Corps War, including the special and all of the issues of Green Lantern and Green Lantern Corps that were involved in that. Here's one that's cool. The Joker series, the 1975 Joker series, issues 1-8.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all over that. That's cool.
Are
you? Score.
Joker Last Laugh 1-6. Justice League of America original series versus the Lord of Time, the Crime Syndicate, and the Secret Society of Supervillains.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
JLA 2006 to 2010 series fighting the Injustice League and then the Crime Syndicate. And, of course, Legion of Supervillains featured in Legion of Supervillains Special and the Legion of Supervillains featured in the Baxter Run issues 1-5 and Eye for an Eye.
Very good series there. Pick it up. It's on sale. Yay.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, of course there is.
Penguin, Pain and Prejudice, issues 1-5. Salvation Run, issues 1-7. Villains United, issues 1-6.
Get that if you don't have it. I command you.
Suicide Squad, issues 1-8.
Secret the original Six, or
the
man.
New one?
I'm not sure. It doesn't say.
That is the... 1-8 is that miniseries that came out with, it's Ostrander and Kenya.
That was a good miniseries.
It was a good mini. It's Ostrander. It continued on from where he left off.
So that's the one. Yeah. Because that was the one that came out of Salvation Run, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was good. And here's something really cool that everyone should want to check out. Secret Six, the 2006 miniseries. issues 1 through 6, but even better,
the entire run.
The entire run of the Gail Simone, which Jim Calafiore did the art on a lot of it. Yeah, the 2008 to 2011 series, issues 1 through 36.
Nice.
This is an awesome sale, folks. Get thee over to Comixology and hook yourself up because...
Get your villain on.
Seriously. Oh, there's a... I'm going to be filling up the old... ye old memory bank. So, cool stuff. All right. So, that's all I got comics news.
Is that a euphemism, filling up the memory bank?
Yes.
Serious.
Yes. Not that bank. You got to clear space.
That's true.
Y'all got to clear some space, you know.
Like you do, you know.
Indeed. All right. So, so Legion Lost, that happened.
Some people say.
So, how about Darren? Why don't you take us through, because you are sort of the Legion origin aficionado.
Aficionado, you want me to do Legion Lost Z then?
Yeah, it's so.
Okay. All right, kids. Grab yourself a large cocktail. Strap yourself in. We're going to have some turbulence. Okay.
Strap yourselves in and feel the cheese.
Don't forget your safe word. Okay, so Legion Lost number 0, it's actually a nice cover. I will say this for them. I like it when DC does the whole every book will have the same basic kind of cover to unite the line for like a special event like this.
They look great on the shelf when you walk into the store.
Exactly. They look really – they get your attention in the store. So not that I've been to a store since they went digital, but you know what I mean. So when I go to a con and
they look great on the screen as you're downloading.
They do. Yeah. It's really good. Legion Lost number 0, Tom DeFalco, Pete Woods, and that's Timberwolf coming through the cover at you. You know, wah! We'll get to that.
He's going
to
get you in the face.
He's going to claw that face right off. Okay, so we are... back on the planet Zuun, Z-U-U-N, for those wondering how to spell it now, in the early 31st century. So everyone's origins basically have been moved back to the new century to keep us 1,000 years ahead of where the DCU is now, not a surprise. This one's called The Predator and the Prey. Tom DeFalco, writer, Pete Woods, art, Brad Anderson, colors, Travis Lanham, letters, Andres Guinaldo, Mark Irwin, and Brad Anderson did the cover. Katie Kubert, assistant editor. Brian Cunningham, editor. And special thanks to Ron Friends.
Thanks, Ron.
Yeah. So we basically see a whole bunch of – let's just call them Oregon Pirates because that tends to be what happens here.
Oregon Leggers. Around Timberwolf, really?
Yeah, really. Yeah. There seems to be a theme with Timberwolf.
Can I point something out?
Surgery.
This one guy in the black jacket looks like Knight Rider from Team Titans.
Doesn't he? He looks like
totally
Daga.
Does.
It was a, for those of you who don't know, Team Titans back in the 90s, the dark times.
Oh. Hey, there was some great art on that, though.
There was some great art on that.
Bill Jimenez did most of that series.
And then raped Mirage, and then Donna Troy was a goddess again.
In fact, yes, I think we started thing. With Kevin Maguire on that series and went from Kevin Maguire to Phil Jimenez.
He did.
That's.
But then Zero Hour messed it all up.
It's terrible when a book can't live up to its premise with art like that. Isn't it? Which guy looks like him?
It's an analog for Legion Lost, don't you think?
Yeah, it kind of is.
Great artwork.
Great artwork, story.
I'm just saying.
But there's Timberwolf, and he's attacking one of the guys. He's like, blast, it's that lone wolf vigilante. Thanks for the nod and the wink to Timberwolf's original name. blast him. We can't let this rabid dog harm his lordship. Oh, a lordship. Oh, goodness.
Well, lottie, lottie.
Uh-huh. Lottie, lottie me. So Timberwolf basically busts through them all, and they actually do a really good job of trying to not to make him look too Wolverine-esque in his moves. I will say that. It's not like he's low to the ground crouching constantly with claws out because he's using the kicks and he's using the flips, and that's good. And apparently he's after a guy named Lord Vicor, which sounds like it came out of the 90s too. Ah, and then we have the flashback. And we see a bright-eyed child with brown fluffy hair and brown eyes looking at his dad going, "Hi, Dad." And this actually reminded me, this is going to sound bad, y'all. This looks a lot like Calvin and Calvin's mom and dad to me from Calvin and Hobbes. I don't know why.
No, you know what? I got this. I had the same impression when I read this.
But it sounds very like, yeah, well, Dad, I want to have an existential conversation with you. Oh, I'm too busy for that, son. So mom and dad are working. They're scientists, yada, yada, yada. But son wants to have some quality time. But apparently it's a big day in the lab because the people who are funding the lab are coming over for a visit. Woo-hoo.
And the cat's and in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon.
Scientists got to get paid, yo.
No. We let Paul sing because Paul's singing is infinitely better than story. So,
can we just do that? Can we have Paul just do a cover of Cats in the Cradle and then say, and then he was Timberwolf. The end.
And then he was Timberwolf. Goodbye. No. So we see the guys show up to talk to Dr. Londo, and there's Dr. this Londo. Guy with the face with the one eyeball on it, and he looks like he's one of the villains from Young Justice. P.S. Cartoon Network still stinks.
Oh.
A guy who looks like he's a reptilian dog of some sort with the bling around his neck for some reason. I'm not sure what that's all about. And then this Mr. Miyagi dude who's looking very angry and bald at everything. Dr. Morlow or scientist Morlow, or sorry, Londo, not Morlow. I'm getting my people confused. Londo. Begins to inject a space rodent, I don't think they exist, with the infinite serum here to make him lose his rat herpes, I guess he has. I don't know.
Yeah, he's got something bad going on there.
He is not going to be able to get a date looking like that, okay? And so he injects him, and oh, look, the rodent is healing like instantly. It's very impressive. And they're like, we can make him this codent is what they're called. So it's a rodent plus something starting with a C. It is now significantly stronger, faster, and far more agile than his brothers. And the guy's like,
very cocksure.
Very, very cocksure. Maybe that it's a cross between a cock and a rodent. There you go, folks. So,
he means a rooster.
I do. Cock-a-doodle-doo. So guy's like, well done. How soon can I have this? And he's like, are you serious? He's like, oh, I never joke about these things. Is there a problem? Well, we're a year away from human testing. And he's like, oh, let me solve that. And he shoots mom in the face.
In the face.
That's her chest, actually.
Right there.
In the booba.
The face is like going back in front of the child, of course. The only thing we're missing here is a string of pearls. To the floor. Kazam. He's basically saying, when you're properly motivated, you can do anything, and shoots her. Yay. And he's like,
that guy's a dick.
Yeah. Oh, he's a complete dick. Dick level 10 has been established. Thank you. So, because mom was, of course, nicer to the boy than dad was. So, of course, you take out the parent is really the nicest one. It's like, I've provided you with an opportunity, a practical application for the serum. If you can cure her, then great. And, of course, mom dies while he's saying that. It's like, don't be discouraged, doctor. I'm sure you'll do better next time. Your son's life may depend on it. You have a month to perfect the serum. And don't even think about leaving the building because we'll be watching you. Dun, dun, dun. So.
That guy's stone cold, man.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, he and his enforcers leave. And, of course, the enforcers are watching the building. And so dad is working night and day, night and day, night and day, night and day, night and day. And he admits to knowing that Vicor was a bad guy, but he needed the funding somehow. He didn't think it would be this bad. And so instead, dad injects himself with the serum, and then he injects Bryn with the serum. And dad says, this will only hurt for a minute. And Bryn says, it burns!
Bye!
Trust me, I've been here.
You know.
More than a minute. Okay, so... moving on, Vicor and his goons show up again, And of course, the formula is ready at this time, but he's going to use it to make them pay. And he turns into kind of a, you know, crazy monster. And
Timberwolf kind of dude, yeah.
Esque kind of guy. And to seek revenge for his wife. And they were like, oh, yes, we knew you would probably do this. And he shoots the good dog.
Blam, blam, blamity, blam, blam, blam.
And gather his notes, take everything you can. I'll have my scientists blah. And out of the roof comes Bryn, who chomps down on Lord Vicor's neck there. Which is very funny. And dad is not quite deceased yet. He yells, yells at Bryn.
I'm not dead yet.
Not quite dead. Money feeling much better, actually. Friends.
It's like, run, Bryn, the lab is wired to self-destruct. You need to leave like we discussed, and I must join your mother. No, Dad, don't. It's too late, Bryn. Go, go. And Bryn flies out the purple window of glass.
This is the best plan that scientist genius can come up with. Okay, yeah. When I attack these dudes, you jump out the window of this 50-story building we're in.
Yeah, pretty much. Hurry, they're really nuts. And 1 second, good doctor's already beginning to heal. So I severed his jugular. Well, that ends the problem, doesn't it? I do hope his son finds a way to survive. Not only do I owe him for the ear. Oh, so he Mike Tysoned him. Look at that.
Ah, nice.
His blood may prove very valuable. Kwaboom.
Take close enough.
not like you need to be encouraged to take a drink when we're talking about Legion Lost. And there's Bryn crying. Sad, 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 sad. And we get the one page. If this was a movie that happened in the 80s, this is where we would hear some Survivor or.
Oh, yeah. Dun,
there would be some kind of a training.
Oh, would there be a training montage?
Yes. There would be a training montage here. Something.
Oh, so we need like some Frank Stallone.
Yeah. Like macho and something that has Bryn in slow-mo learning how to survive in the ghetto and being a hard kid on the streets, because that's what happened to Bryn. He didn't have that Bruce Wayne go back to the and have Alfred wipe his butt for him. No, Bryn had to do it on his own, baby.
Yep.
And he had to do it fending off people who wanted to kill him and rape him and all kinds of fun things, no doubt. And so Bryn learns how to survive on the streets, and he actually starts defending other people from people on the streets. And lo, a legend was born because, you know, criminals are a cowardly and superstitious lot.
Yes.
So
this wolf, be a wolf flew in his window, and he,
I will be a wolf.
I shall become a wolf.
And got head trauma from it. And it says up here, still haunted by his mother's murder and his father's desire for revenge, Bryn began to stalk Lord Vicor.
Vicor.
And if you look at this pose, the pose is very Nightwing-esque here up at the top. If he had the black pointy mask and the disco collar, I'd say we're looking at Dick Grayson, not Bryn Londo, but he doesn't. So Bryn starts taking down the guys who work for Lord Vicor. And, well, you know, eventually he runs across, oh, look, the science police. Shocker. Jerks. Yeah, they're busting his buzz, man. And one of them is Lieutenant White, W-H-Y-T-E. I don't know why I find that interesting. I just did. And the other one, and maybe she's played by Madeline Kahn from Clue. I don't know. And the other one is just Captain right now. So, you know, it's...
Wait, Tennille?
They're trying...
Tennille's coming.
Captain Tennille.
Love will keep us together. Pick up me whenever.
Still better than Legion Lost.
He's singing the Captain and Tennille. Oh, Daryl Dragon. You magnificent bastard.
You magnificent bastard. I loved him. And the Captain Stubing outfit never spoke.
Yep. Still kicking, dude. Too.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And so the captain's actually named Nate. Apparently, Lieutenant White is on first name basis with the captain here. Chicka-pow-pow. And while they're discussing this tenuous alliance between the science police and the lone wolf, Bryn pulls a Batman and leaves them while they discuss it. Because that's what Batman would do.
Yeah.
And they know it's like, man, this book isn't selling at all well, but Batman's selling like crazy. Yeah, hey, right. I know. Perhaps when he shall become a wolf, he shall also become a bat.
I wish they would have had a wolf like anywhere in, just like a pet wolf in the lab that got shot or something.
It's,
or
it's
that
the wolf signal.
Would have been hilarious.
No.
So here he is on the next page with the full-on Dagon hair. You're absolutely right, Paul. This is Teen Titans all over. He's just missing the blue skin and the fangs right there. And so he just keeps on kicking some butt, and he finally shows up at Vicor's headquarters. And Vicor's had a new ear installed. Apparently, he's got Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. Very
he's still around in the 30th century.
Now it's like Bluetooth protocol number 32 or something like that.
Yeah,
they're like Brainiac. They're like Brainiacs, just a little bit quicker though.
Indeed. And Vicor says, you know, you're not really a good detective. Oh, so we're going to distance him from Batman at this point. It's like, I've been leaving, you know, clues to my whereabouts for years now. It's taking you this long to figure out where I am. Here, meet my son. And the son quumps him in the backside there. Oh, hello. Turns out son has gotten a big dose of the super serum from Steve Rogers. And Vicor and the son have that. It's like, and my tutors have taught him, and he has engineered, you know, and all kinds of like super badass, you know, martial arts BS.
Arse kickery.
And after this whole big monologue of how Brent's going to wind up in a box goes off, Brent says, you have a rare confidence, Vicor, for a murdering sack of Sprock.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, the kid, you know, has been trained and everything, but Bryn had to survive, and that made all the difference in the fight. And you know, it just goes.
There's fighting and a lot of philosophical.
There's some slashing.
Romneying back and forth. Should I? Shouldn't I? Blah blah blah.
Gangnam style in here, I'm sure.
Humda Gangnam style.
And basically, Bryn is fighting the kid, and then Bryn is almost able to kill the kid. He's like, no, don't kill my child. Take me instead. I'm the one you want. And Bryn's like, I'm better than both of you. It's kind of a very diehard ending, really. Because here comes two of them, and the son's looking at dad, and the dad's looking at the son like, yeah, I know, we're both going to be bitches in prison. And the guy says, the captain says, a man with your special abilities could do a lot of good. Have you ever considered applying to the Legion of Superheroes? Nope. I could write a letter of recommendation. Why? You don't even know me. I know enough. My name is Captain Adam, by the way. Captain Nate Adam.
I get it.
A-D-Y-M, like we wouldn't get it. What do you say? Are you interested in the Legion, or do you prefer playing the Lone Wolf? I think of myself more as a Timberwolf for sentimental reasons, because I think that was his mom's favorite animal or something. So we get the most interesting thing in the story is Captain Adam appearing as Nathaniel Adam in the future, if it is the same character, which I'm not sure if we know.
That's weird.
I wasn't reading Captain Adam. So if anyone else out there knows, please let us know, because that would be an interesting thing. Now, my mini rant about the Who's Who's pages. These suck, DC. I mean, I get it. You want to give us a little bit. And I understand, because we're just now starting this universe. 1 year is not enough to know everything about everybody. I completely understand your point. But I'd rather have complete information about the characters and what we know already than what, you know, basically been established by reading the book.
But this isn't meant to be like a.
It's not meant to be.
Come on. I mean, you know,
But when they said we're gonna get Who's Who pages, I was like, ooh! I was all a twit. I was happy.
But how honestly,
they shouldn't attach such a loaded name to it. Is basically the point.
Well, it's true, but at the same time, it's their brand, right? And
yeah.
you know, what are you, what else are you going to call it?
It's a very loaded title, you know, it's just.
It sets the expectation.
Call it the secret files or whatever they used to call them back in the day.
Actually, you know what? That's a good point. That's a good point because you're right.
They could have went that because that's basically what it is. It's more like that than it is a who's who page.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's, you know what? It's got they all had the history. You know, if you look at, even if you look at like who's who at its best, like the 86.
85, sir.
The OG series.
Yeah, it was still going on in 86.
I know.
I only liked the later issues.
That's right. That was a slow start, but it really wrapped up nicely.
Screw A and like, B. They're like, good job.
The multi-alien and...
Exactly. Right. You know, I was like holding my breath until they covered Ultra the Multi-Alien.
Spread in the worst way, didn't you?
And Zatanna, of course.
Speaking of who's who, I was listening to another podcast. I'm going to give them what? I know, right? I'm cheating on you. The Fire and Water podcast, which is the podcast about Firestorm and Aquaman. Those guys are pretty funny, and they are actually doing a who's who, going back to the original, going through the book, page by page. That's God love them.
Idea. I wish I'd thought of that.
It's a great idea.
I wish I had all the issues of the Legion Who's Who, so we could continue doing that.
We need to get on top of that so we can finish it before they do, so they can just listen to us and link to us. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. So maybe we'll do that for our winter break episodes this year because we haven't decided what.
Oh yeah, because you know what, we're gonna have to have some back pocket episodes as we go.
We're gonna have to do some filler, folks. Yeah. Stay tuned. Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey.
Indeed. So. But yeah,
all filler, no killer.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
But we promise 100% less Legion Lost over your winter break than we are getting.
Indeed. Now, but now, to be fair, again, looking at those original Who's Who issues, what I was getting at before we digress there. If you had a series that had been around for basically 12 issues, it didn't have much more information than this.
Yeah, I agree. Right?
There's not much more. Is there much more you could do with Legion Lost? Not really.
No,
you know, it covers everything that's been there.
As we're seeing, because they're canceling it. So,
well, but take another series. You know, I mean, could you, based on 12 issues, what more can you say?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't think it's about the quantity of information, but the layout of it. I mean, it's the Who's Who has a very distinct sort of layout to it, and it's become very clear to readers.
Which ones? I mean, because, you know...
The original ones. We're not talking about the loose leaf whatever.
Okay.
But even though they sort of followed it, but slightly different. Because
this looks more like a secret files entry.
Man. Yeah, now to be fair, I mean, when you look at the... even the loose leaf ones, I mean, because the loose leaf ones, for me, were huge. Because I was reading like three titles when that stuff started coming out, and by the end of it, I was reading more like 30. Uh-huh. You know, because I was reading about these stories and thinking, I gotta check this stuff out.
That sounds awesome.
And I
wish DC would realize that Who's Who is a gateway drug.
Exactly, and that's what I'm getting at. Is
issues?
Is
aha?
Who's Who pages what? Who's Who pages in the back of Zero Issues? Who cares? You know what? Put together an actual Who's Who book, you know, do it in like a couple of, you know, larger format compendiums. They will sell the crap out of them. They will. They absolutely will.
Yes, they will.
And more importantly, what it will do is it will lead to people buying other books because all you have to do is like you're taking titles that people aren't reading and people are like, well, I'm going to get the first volume because it's got Batman in it, because people will buy anything with Batman in it, right? And so they read that, and they're like, oh, this other series looks really cool.
Mm-hmm. Ah, see, there's the rub. Yeah. You actually have to be writing other series that are cool.
Oh, well, there's that.
And they have a problem with that right now.
there's quite a few other series that are really cool.
There are.
Because you know what, in that first, because I say do it in just a few volumes. None of this 26 issues thing. Let's not be ridiculous.
Well, no, and they have introduced enough characters to do 26 issues. Yeah, let's be honest with that too.
But I mean, you know, hey, this is a great opportunity for people who read about the. Was it the whole Owls thing, and then realized the connection to Jonah Hex, and they check out All-Star Western, mm-hmm. which is probably one of my favorites of all of the new books. It moves to the top of the pile every time it comes out because it's a fantastic mm-hmm. book. Great story. Yeah,
all the connections there with the whole Gotham thing, this Nate Adam in Legion Lost, it would be nice to see that explored in Who's Who.
Exactly. You know, yeah, looking
just a little bit,
put some of these connections together and that sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, you know, another example is look at Suicide Squad. Very mm-hmm. cool book.
Yes.
Needs, you know, should have more people reading it because it's really mm-hmm. awesome. And
I just don't think DC wants to explain how Batman's gone through 5 Robins in 5 years.
you know what? Well,
I know.
Three.
I know. I think it's a ridiculous problem.
Three.
I'm tired
he's on four.
About it,
I think it's one of those things that when all people can do is complain about how could he have gone? How could he have be on his fourth Robin in 5 years? It's like we've run out of problems.
Yes.
The world has run out of problems because all we care about is you know it's the Keith Giffen thing, consistency. Mm-hmm. is the key, not, you know, the continuity stuff. It's a fool's game.
Kaiser Sose killed Stephanie Brown. You heard it here first.
Son of a bitch.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, and that means that there's going to be and then they decreed, and so there shall be no Young Justice.
Yes, seriously.
Again,
so,
and I say that joking because again, that's another one of those things that, you know, the chin strap's getting a little loose on the tinfoil hat when all you can do is complain about.
I can complain about a lot more than that, sir. Don't worry. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So.
Yeah.
Legion Lost Zero.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's over. Aren't mm-hmm. you glad?
Well, that happened.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. happened. It's true. That happened. And for some reason, there's a Teen Titans ad in the back of the book as opposed to one for Legion of Superheroes. So, okay, whatever.
Well, that Teen Titans ad is like in the back of everything.
Everything. I don't get it.
And I'm trying to think if, you know, I think it was even in the back of the last Batman that I read as well. Mm. So, yeah.
Well,
they're trying desperately to flog a book because it has a TV show and somebody might have actually heard of it.
Yeah.
But even though the book has no connection whatsoever to anything that anybody else might have seen,
mm-hmm. and the fact that it's, you know, like, hey, why not advertise some of your current books? And I recognize that this is their only avenue to maybe advertise some backlist, but still, just kind of silly. Just kind of silly, you know.
I will say this: if you're a Teen Titans fan, you should check out Phantom Stranger number 2 or number 1. I forget. But one of them.
It'd be one, yeah.
It'd be one, okay. Yeah. Number one.
I didn't. That one, I don't think that was in my box this week.
You should probably put it in your box, sir.
Yeah, I'll just get it digitally. I think I'll get it next.
Yeah, month. Well, that's two. I mean, however you want to read it.
Maybe I'll just get it next month. Yeah, because I got zero that way, so I think that's probably how I'm gonna get that series. But yeah, I think that's you know, I find it interesting. I mean, I get that maybe they're limited in their avenues for backlist and you know, but this is their way of saying, hey, check out some stuff in print. And I think, well, you know, is it maybe that it's part of the quote unquote Young Justice line as far as the lines that they made of the books when they set things up? You know, it was, you know, Young Justice was Teen Titans. Not Superboy because he's technically under Superman. See, it's already messed up. And
that's messed up, yo.
Legion of Superheroes and Legion Lost were in that bag as well. Yeah. So I mean, there's I don't know. It does seem the synergy kind of makes sense, but it just seems weird that they're not promoting the current books, because, you know, that's what you want to do, is you want to hook people on the current line, because then, you know, then rather than have them, oh, okay, I got those. Oh, this series ended. Okay, I'm done with that.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know, instead, why don't you try getting them to read the current series, and then perhaps they will, you know, they'll like that, and they'll continue reading the current series, and then you've got them going for, well, as long as that goes. I know, for example, Teen Titans does not go much further for me, because I did finally dump it, and same with Superboy. I'll live with missing a couple of parts of the L on Earth story. I'll live with that, because I don't feel like I'm going to be missing too much.
No, we're not going to be missing too much. That's my prediction here now. Yeah.
So, totally cool with that. Again, it's just, you've got a current series that's out, promote that, because at the end of the day, what you got to do is you got to be selling that. It's often baffling. So yeah, I think that's definitely what they're doing. They're going with the lines, because at the back of the latest issue of Batman, it is a whole collection of bat books. So, you know, Hush, under the hood, Long Halloween, Dark Victory, Haunted Night, and Paul Pope doing Year 100. So they're clearly going with the lines, and I get that, and maybe that's just what they're doing, is they're saying, you know, let's advertise backlist on this, and let's advertise collections.
Yeah, let's move some of the trades, people.
And that's probably a big part of it, is, you know, hey, maybe we're not going to be able to get these guys to be in the store every week, because they've already maybe made a choice to buy digital, but there are print collections out there, and when they're out at the mall, they can stop in the B&N, or they can stop in the Chapters on our side of things, and hook themselves up with some trades.
Mm-hmm. So by the way, National Comics. Have y'all been reading the National Comics?
I have a couple of them. I've got the Kid Eternity one, and I've got Rose and Thorn, and I heard there was one in the middle, and I can't remember what it was.
Looker was the one in the middle.
Yeah, I had no interest in that one, but I did pick up Kid Eternity, and I picked up Rose and Thorn. Haven't had a chance to read them yet, but Kid Eternity, that's Jeff Lemire and Cully Hamner, which...
Yeah, I have to give this series so far a thumbs up.
Very nice, very nice. What did you think of the Looker story?
I liked it. I mean... DC's a little vampire happy right now.
They're just following the trends.
Everybody's a little vampire crazy right now.
I've heard lots of good things about Kid Eternity. A lot of people really dug it, and it's in the stack. I just haven't got to it yet. Mm-hmm. I was reading a bunch of things the other day, and I've also been getting caught up on Before Watchmen, because my comic store is doing a sort of a book club thing that I want to check out, and so I've been kind of getting caught up on those, but I have that Kid Eternity, and it's like, you know, that's two creators to me. That's a great blend.
Yeah, the Kid Eternity, I believe you will like that one a great
deal,
sir.
Very cool. Nice.
It's these are nice twists on characters that have been around for a while that are quirky, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't really fit anywhere in particular. I mean, I guess you could call Looker a dark character. Rose and Thorn, kind of a dark character too. Kid Eternity, kind of a dark. So these guys are the way they're doing these. It's typically a done in one story about,
because they're all one shots. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all one shots, which is really what I wanted DC Universe Presents to be.
Well, because the idea is they're looking at, hey, they're all issue one.
Yeah,
that's right. One.
Yeah, yeah.
One. But
which was probably a smart move.
It's kind of like the
series,
Vertigo stuff.
It's good, though.
Sorry, kind of like the what, Scott?
The Vertigo stuff that they were pulling out in the 90s there. They do all those one-shots like Brother Power the Geek.
Very much. That's exactly what it feels like to me. You know,
especially
just looking at them.
The quirky takes on different things, you know?
Yeah, totally, totally. Actually, it's sort of back... sort of along the same lines, looking at the back of Team 7-0 and what they advertise in that one is a bunch of Wildstorm collections. because Team 7 was a Wildstorm property. So
yeah,
so
that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. But it's interesting because the ones that they're talking about are Sleeper. Like the Brubaker stuff. So no, Sleeper was awesome.
I know.
Brubaker and Sean Phillips, Point Blank, which was a prequel to that. And then season two of Sleeper, as well as some Wildcats and Gotham Central. I guess they're really pushing the Brubaker collection, which is really interesting because he has nothing to do with this book. Interesting.
I don't mind people saying, hey, if you like this, you might like the following. I love that. So
I'm not entirely sure I see the synergy, though, between Brubaker and Phillips stuff. And
I don't see the synergy between Legion and Teen Titans. I'd rather see them push Legion books.
Absolutely. But, Teenage Heroes.
I know.
That's what they're going heroes, for. Right.
I know.
But the making the connection between, sort of 90s vigilante team or 90s government black ops team, Team 7 and Sleeper and Gotham Central, that feels a little bit less clear to me.
True. Too true. Too true.
All right. Can we get this Legion Lost thing over with?
It's like a band-aid. We should. We're in such denial about having to do the next issue. We're talking about anything. Just rip it
off. All right, Scott, bring it to us.
Okay, Legion Lost 13. Woohoo! Enter the Cosmic Bucha. Oh man!
I wonder. Can I get a pound of pastrami from that guy? Or
I don't think you'd want to eat it because I don't know where it would come from. Oh. He seems to be only able to produce weapons from his arms, so I'm not sure what's going on. Like,
perhaps this is Slicer. Perhaps as a slicer, he'd be like, you'd say, I want some Black Forest ham. He'd say, shaved or sliced.
Yeah, but he'd shave it off that thing that he's riding. And I'm not eating that. That doesn't pretty, seem good. So
it looks like a cross between a dragon and a member of the brood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. This guy, he's plucked straight out of the 90s.
Oh, yeah. This is very Guy Gardner Warrior looking to me.
Guy Gardner Warrior, was that Cross Prophet back in the day image there? Yeah.
Yay.
He's some big dude, some big barbarian dude riding a space dragon of some sort. So we open on a distant solar system, an unnamed planet, unnamed star, the Utari. So they're alien dudes with sort of saggy testicle faces.
Oh, geez.
And they are on their way to becoming an industrialized civilization. They would eventually develop radio and perhaps even space travel. But unfortunately, time ends for the Utari in a single searing moment. And we have, I guess it's the dude from the cover, blinding flash of light, and close. Cut to present day, New Orleans.
Oh, Talos is going to get himself some beads.
Oh, yeah. Show us your legs.
He's actually doing a very good Obi-Wan Kenobi mixed with Marina Sirtis from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh, dear.
Captain, I sense pain.
Oh, no. This is, the death cry of billions echoes across the universe.
Exactly. Oh.
Oh, no. It's headed towards Earth, perhaps. Maybe so.
Perhaps. That's vague. Okay.
Yeah. It's like too far away. Right, I can't tell for sure, but. It's coming right for us.
Not in the face.
Blam, blam, blam. Wildfire, follow the Elwick Road. This is strictly a scouting mission. Try to avoid any contact. And Wildfire says something smart-assy because that's what he does. And Dawnstar gives him shit.
And like she does.
She's like, well, so we'll talk about it on the way. He's like, forget that. I'm going to go by myself. I'm faster than you. And he takes off. Mm-hmm. She gives him the look. Chameleon girl wants to know why they're even bothering. It's got nothing to do with them. Tyrock's like, hey, we got to do stuff. We're still Legion. We still got to try and help people.
And I appreciate that attitude from him.
Oh, yeah, totally. But she's like, whatever. We got to concentrate on Harvest.
You got to think of this, because 6 months ago, I was completely bald. And now look at me.
And then I'm bald again. And then I'm not. Then I am.
That sonic power, it enables his curls to come in quicker.
So we get a reminder of Harvest.
Yeah, I know.
And
the book was okay until this. Okay.
Uh-huh. And then, Super Army, blah, 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 31st Century Tech. Let's do a recap of the thing that no one read because it was so boring.
In case you didn't read The Dulling, and really, even if you read it, you didn't read it.
You probably didn't read it. You probably glazed over it like we did.
So sleepy. So sleepy.
We have a flashback forward to the 31st century. Yura, who with her hair, is...
So Tyrak's not the only one who was bald.
That's right.
I don't understand why Yura can't grow her hair back out, but I guess it's because she's merged with that other creature. So
That's what happened. Tyrak grew his hair back, and she lost her hair. Coincidence?
That's right.
I think not.
Tyrak's hair is actually part of her. Dun, dun, dun. That's her deep, dark secret.
That's just wrong. She's giving her hair.
The prophecy said that I would grow hair, and you would lose hair.
It's really not that exciting. Are really huge compared to what she used to have. There used to be like little itty bitty actress antenna. It's like she had them enlarged at, you know, Belgium or something. So
implants, it's all
implants. Implants, yeah.
Like that's the Derlins. They covet large antenna. That's
apparently.
Right. So size queen. Anyway, she's in the 31st
century. Very colossal boy. Okay.
I know, right? She's talking to some shadowy figure, of course, who is apparently from Echo. And he says, "Is having to do with
if
what's
this asshole
name?
Turns out to be Reflecto, I'm going to be pissed."
Oh yeah. Oh,
then the book would be great, just in time for the end.
Yeah.
saga.
So apparently, she's been spying on the Legion the entire time.
What?
Shocker.
The whole damn time. She's in deep cover and gone native. She just doesn't want it, but she doesn't want to do it anymore. She hates lying to them and she loves them. He's like, "Shut up, you're just doing your job."
She's Black Widow, folks. Are you paying?
Yeah, exactly. So apparently Echo was established to covertly keep track of the Time Institute. The ability to travel through time is too important to be the domain of any single government agency.
And Brainiac 5.
And Brainiac. He's like the exception to every rule. Mm-hmm. I added agents to the Legion. Agents to the Legion. Huh?
Plural.
Agents. Because they have a history of meddling with time. And she catches that too. She's like, "Agents?
What the what?"
He's like, "Focus. Our superiors decided to exploit my interest in time by adding our witness protocol, protection protocol, which leads us to your next assignment." I believe we have a rogue agent operating in the past. Your mission is to identify and terminate him or her. Bum, bum, bum.
Legion traitor.
Who knows?
So if she speaks with a Mississippi accent and has red hair with a white stripe in it, I know who it is.
that's pretty decent. I like that. At least they're giving us a little more on this whole Echo...
Trying to move it forward. Absolutely. But that's been part of the problem is they haven't been moving things forward, and now they're back to moving things forward. Nice to see.
And I like that. That was the one page I was like, okay, well, that's at least a little intriguing.
Yeah.
Give them that.
So apparently she spaces out while she's remembering that, and they're like, "Hey, do you got something to tell us?" And he's like, "No. I'm fine. Look at that." And runs away.
Shiny things.
Yeah.
Hey, here's something interesting. They mention Codant again.
The Codant again, yeah.
Codant.
DeFalco is proud of creating a new species.
He was proud of creating the Codant, but I'm about to blow people's minds here.
Well,
what Legion death resulted from rat creatures?
Stupid rat creatures.
I know, right? Does anyone remember that series we don't talk about?
What is Codant? Oh, Karate Kid got killed by the poison rat.
Well, he got killed by a poison rat, and so did the one body of Duodamsel in that series we don't acknowledge existing. So
never happened.
That Elseworlds.
It was an Elseworlds tale for sure. Yeah.
So, never happened.
So just saying, maybe they were eaten by Codents instead of Rat.
Codent was in the Zero issue. The one, you know, the one that we just did like half hour ago.
Was it really?
You remember it was the rat? We said it was a cross between a rooster and a rodent because it was a
codent? A cock?
Because it was cocksure?
I don't remember that at all.
Wow.
I don't listen to our show even when I'm doing it. Apparently. There you go. Wow.
That's a new level of slack for you. That's impressive.
I like to push my boundaries a bit. I like to. You can't get complacent with your slackery. Otherwise, you know, you eventually
people
start
actually expect you to know stuff.
I know. That's right. I guess it's even more surprising.
This is making up for that Marvel DC analog issue we did. With
that's
Scott
right. got the trust back, and wham! There we go. Fucking clown. Okay. So Tyrok thinks the Chameleon Girl is obviously hiding something, and Telus is like, secrets grow like cancers and infect everyone. I would know because I have many that I'm not telling you right this second.
We see him in his younger days wearing a not-so-peekaboo Peter Pan outfit. He says,
yes.
Looking at, I'm guessing, his prophecy or his tombstone. I'm not sure which. So
we're not sure which.
But still, you know, both costumes are still somewhat reminiscent of his old school look.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So, meanwhile, we cut to Wildfire out in space. What's wrong with me? I shouldn't have been such a jerk with Dawnstar. He wants to give Tyrok lip, but he shouldn't be mean to his chickie. He's like, she's got to move on, blah, 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 wah, wah, wah. As soon as this suit is destroyed, I'm gone, of course. Again with this thing.
Yeah.
Which is not true.
Ah, but then they correct themselves.
A little bit. Yeah. I may not die in the conventional sense, he says. We'll lose my ability to interact with her.
Which means someone said, hey, did you ever... Hey, you should read
right away,
these,
Tom.
You should read these issues, you know, where he has no containment suit and he's still alive. His origin, where he quote-unquote died and then showed up a year later because when his suit's gone, he doesn't die.
or a famous Legion scribe sent him, Mr. DeFalco, a little note. By the way,
I created this guy, and I know for a fact that he doesn't die when he loses his suit.
He lost his suit 80 times in an issue when I wrote the first run.
That's right. Hell, that's all I ever did with a guy, because what the hell?
Bust his suit out.
He's a pain in the ball.
There are a bunch of guys, they had a drinking game, and they said every time he loses his containment suit, take a drink. He's like, you're just delaying the whole thing for them. You're killing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So if Wildfire loses his suit and Legion lost, you take your whole drink. How about that?
Oh,
so he's going
panels.
Through warp speed and he sees a distant object, but suddenly it's not so distant. He's like, oh my God, it's moving through space even faster than I am, covering light years in milliseconds.
Copy, paste. Copy, paste.
Holy Sprock, it's some guy in a weird, crazy space dragon.
From the cover. Wow.
I remember that guy from the cover. What the?
Wait a second. I was wondering where he was.
Yeah. And the dude says, hail, fellow wanderer. Be thou predator or prey, master or minion.
It's He-Man from Masters of the Universe.
Apparently he can talk in space. No problems. He says, I can hear him in my head and understand his meaning. Indeed. Is that not my intention? Let us take the measure of this warrior, Thrax, and may the Supreme Conqueror grant that he be worthy of our metal.
Thrax with two X's.
X's. So you know he's doubly deadly.
The second X means extreme. He's edgy. He's like Poochie.
Oh.
He says, so be it, Lord Dagger.
Oh, the dragon talks. Kill me now.
Yes, totally dragon does. Talks.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Your dragon talks. Thing. Meanwhile, they've got a bug on their team who talks.
Surprise as well, apparently.
Apparently, I hadn't seen that because I'm doing the panel by panel view.
Yeah, me too.
But seriously, just can we just go back to that for a second?
Uh huh.
Lord Dagor.
Lord Dagor.
Remember, well, remember,
you know,
that scene that was kind of cool when they were moving the Echo stuff forward?
Uh-huh.
Then yeah. then Thrax then and Dagor came in.
No, then this happened.
We're like 75 years into superhero comics being put out year after year, day after day. A lot of the good names are just gone.
Thrax and Dagor, we'll be seeing them a lot.
Oh, yeah.
everyone's lining up saying, like, hey, can we use Thrax and Dagor? The next Batman crossover, can we use Thrax and Dagor?
Yeah. No, it'll take 20 years.
Hold on,
it'll
we'll see them again years. When we see Siphon and Dreadnought again from Adventures of Superman. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It'll take 20 years for DC to reboot again. And then
I don't think it's going to take 20 years.
Well, it'll be, well, 20 years from now reboot, yeah. Like probably the 10th or 20th reboot that they do. And they'll be coming back to all the stuff that was really hot in 2010.
And they're like, oh, I'm gonna do a book.
Instead of like now where they're doing all the stuff that was hot in the 90s for some reason.
I'm going to do those classic villains, Thrax and Dagor.
Thrax and Dagor. Lord
Who the
Dagobor.
Hell are those? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yes, Lord Dagor. I didn't mean to diminish his title.
Yeah, come on, dude. Smarten up.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Dang. Thank you.
So anyway, we cut back to New Orleans. For some reason, people are kicking the crap out of clowns. I'm not sure what's going on. Because
there's a big Joker crossover going on in Batman, and they're like, hey, this will make us sort of like Batman.
Oh, they're training. This instead of a danger room, they have an abandoned amusement park where they beat up on the statuary. All right. Fair enough.
Statuary, indeed.
So, apparently a hurricane trashed the city. That's why there's an abandoned amusement park that they can beat up and no one cares.
still beating
Timberwolf,
up.
Still Timberwolf dealing with Katrina.
Yeah, the scars. He's like, I'm not talking about that. He says, I'm still hoping to avoid them. He says, how do you avoid something that's already occurred? Complicated, but not impossible. I'll explain the process someday. Mm. And he's like, I want to hear more about Echo. Oh, dear. So I told you all I know. They hide witnesses for science police. And you made a deal with Echo? What is this? Is he having a flashback now?
Mm-hmm. Is he?
I don't know. Because it looks like his reflection is talking to him. Although it doesn't really look like a reflection of him.
No.
Some other dude.
Yeah.
So I guess I think it's supposed to be a flashback of him talking to some giant dude.
Someone who is apparently up against the Dark Star Syndicate.
Hmm. Maybe
and
that's
at the top of their list is one Bryn Londo.
Maybe that's Colossal Boy. He's undercover.
Maybe he's an agent too. Oh, and they didn't know that they were double agents.
Oh, no.
Because they were double undercover.
That's right. It's going to be Mr. and Mrs. Smith action. Oh, dear.
Which I like that movie. For a good afternoon of shooting up fun, that's actually a fun movie.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, Gates says...
if you get past the whole domestic violence issue.
Oh, please. They're hit people.
Where he kicks the absolute living crap out of his wife. Yeah.
Well, and she doesn't exactly treat her husband with the utmost of respect there either. So.
True. That makes it better.
Well, you know what I mean.
Did she have supper on the table or not? That's the question.
Didn't get the big piece of chicken.
That's right. And he doesn't get the big piece of chicken. Shit goes south. All right. So he's saying, if Echo had a hand in sending you back here, why the rest of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Whoa.
Cut back to Space Dragon Land.
Whoa.
Wow, that's a pretty decent shot, I have to say.
Yeah.
I like that. It's pretty.
It's P. Woods. Come on. Yeah, you're right. That's awesome.
Wildfire's shooting Buddy with his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he's thinking to himself, he attacked without provocation, and he and his mount belong to alien races I can't identify.
Hang on. Are you burying the lead here?
Am I?
Yeah, you missed the page with Yira.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I was doing the embiggening thing and I totally skipped past it. Never mind. We did not see the giant dragon thing, nor did Wildfire shoot.
None of that has happened yet. Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Go back a page.
Flashback to the 31st century. Yira's talking to shadowy echo guy. Gates? Why send Gates unless he's one of your... He isn't. There may be a traitor in the Legion. What?
What?
Mind blown.
And drink taken.
Mm-hmm. His blatant disregard for authority makes him a logical suspect.
Mm-hmm.
So they gathered the members of his team very carefully. So all these people were chosen for a good reason, I guess.
That's interesting.
Allegedly.
That's interesting. How does Echo choose Legion teams?
Mm.
Just a question, Legionnaires.
If I thought that was going to pan out in any way whatsoever, I'd be intrigued.
Was there ever... And there was once a villain called Echo.
Mm. Oh. See, do you recognize this? It looks like Wildfire's faceplate. This artifact was found in the Arizona desert and is nearly 1,000 years old. But that would mean exactly.
Exactly.
Have you ever wondered why Tyrok's people treat him like a god? There's an ancient gravestone that bears a prophecy of a hero who dies before he's even born. That's awesome.
He came from tomorrow but died today. 2991 to 20
something. Yeah. Conveniently scratched out for the future. Mm-hmm. How very adult Legion.
It looks like a one, so it has to be next,
very much.
It has to be in the next 7 years or so.
It's got to be in the next 3 issues, apparently.
Hey, well, there's that. This mission will be a one-way trip for both Wildfire and Tyrok. They represent time paradoxes who are fated to die in the past.
Except for Wildfire, because he doesn't die when he loses his suit.
Yes, he does. Because Tommy Falco said so.
But we see this dude's face now. And it's a good thing they kept him shadowy all this time, because he's someone we've never seen.
I know, right?
It's Rob Liefeld, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he does have a bit of a cable scar, doesn't he?
Yeah, I know, totally.
Yeah, he does. Nice.
Okay, now we cut to Giant Dragonland.
Dagor. Wait, I can't believe that Wildfire isn't treating him with respect. He doesn't call him Lord Dagor.
I know, what a dick.
How rude.
Yeah,
because he's a hothead jackass. That's his whole deal.
That's his deal. That's his
that and blowing himself up. So I mean, so he's trying to figure out how they could be, because he has no recollection of their species or whatever. Because apparently he's the Encyclopedia fucking Galactica, and knows all the alien species they ever were. And Dagor says, "Such questions are for aged philosophers. Warriors such as we rejoice in the thrill of battle and glory of total victory."
This wind called Wildfire is a true puzzlement, my lord. He fights like a warrior born, but is burdened by conscience and emotion.
Who's the guy in the Marvelverse who is the warrior character who's always fighting the Avengers for no good reason?
Champion?
Just to prove he's a man.
Universe? Oh,
The barbarian dude.
Archon.
Yeah, that's who he reminds me of. The guy who's always like, "I am here and I will fight you because that will make me manlier." It's like, really? Okay.
Sure, dude. Whatever. Just start shooting your lightning bolts at us. That's awesome. Whatever. So he pulls out his big arm gun, Lord Dagor does, and shoots at Wildfire. And apparently his power is so powerful it dwarfs his own.
It's cosmic energy, you know.
Wildfire is
that's real vague.
There is Kirby Crackle all over the place. It is hella powerful. He cannot keep this pace up much longer. "Though you soon will fall, a world of such warriors may prove a great sport to the glorious Conqueror Supreme." He's talking about invading the Earth. Boy, he puts them together fast, doesn't he? Let's cut back to someplace. Pan up. The Kentai Mountains in Mongolia. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Harvest?
Yeah, that's Harvest.
Oh,
He moved from the Arctic to another cold place, apparently.
Mongolia, yeah. Because him and Genghis Khan, they...
And there's Omen again. Dear God.
There's what again?
Omen. Who may or may not be Lilith.
She's not Lilith. She's not Lilith.
That's Chicky. Okay.
Oh, that's the Chicky there. Summon Cycle and Warblade. Oh, no. Warblade.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Not again. No.
Inform them a storm is coming and it carries a long-awaited guest. And there's a big...
Yeah,
I guess. Or I don't know what it is. It's in the desert or something.
I bet if you take off Harvest Mask, it's probably Ron Vidar. I bet you now. I bet you now, people.
Hey, that ain't a mask.
That's his face.
Yeah, whatever. I bet it's
the reverse of Ron Vidar when he was in the pit. You know, when they taken his mouth.
Yeah.
This one's only got a mouth.
Only his mouth. Yeah. I'm just saying, it looks very Scooby-Doo villain right there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Ned Flanders.
We cut away from the Dulliner and...
the Dullinator.
Yeah. Back to New Orleans. Telus is like, can it be a beacon? I sense telepathic summons that could only originate from a time bubble. And everybody's like, oh, the Legion, woo! Reinforcements, yay! New mission, woohoo! They're gonna take us home. It's like, tell us, you gotta tell Wildfire. He's saved. You can finally get the necessary tech to repair his suit. He said, I try, but he's too far away. Gates says, okay, I won't leave without him. Flash me the beacon's location, tell us, and he'll go get him with his zappy, zappy gate power. Cut back to Wildfire, and he is fighting for his life. He's getting beat, whooped down. Can't fail. He's trying to lead the Sundar the Barbarian away from Earth.
Uklamuk.
Ariel, Ukla, ride!
He's trying to call Telus on his brainoscope, but he can't get a hold of him. He's too far away.
Brainoscope. Just struck me funny.
Telus, can you hear me? He's like, Telus, can you hear me? He cannot. We can.
Uh-oh. And your subconscious has already revealed the location you would sacrifice yourself to conceal, as well as the comrades in arms you wish to warn.
I love that now he's become...
He's like Vicini from Princess Bride.
That's exactly it. No one wins a land battle on Zune.
Die with the knowledge that both shall be the subject of the whims of our almighty conqueror supreme.
Inconceivable.
I might as well put the list in there too, right? Yeah, let's just do it. Inconceivable.
I don't think that word means what you think it does.
Cut to Arizona. And
Arizona.
There's Legion Lost. They gate there. And already America Mando, or no, what's his name? God damn it.
Met-American.
The Met-American, yeah. The Met-American. Cobra Commander is there, and...
Joe.
That's not...
Oh, that's America. Not him. It's just,
that's
it's
not
just
him.
It just
that
looks
is
like...
Cause Captain every costume is like Adam him. From the previous Zero.
Spelled A-D-Y-M.
Oh, I see. Okay. So that thing in the desert before was the time bubble. This is him now. Alternate timeline. Things are bad. I want to go home. Have a Kono. Mm-hmm. Any news? So, yada, yada, yada.
So it appears maybe Captain Adam has Yura and Timberwolf in the field here since he knows Timberwolf and... You know, it was obviously talking to Chameleon Girl in the previous pages. So,
there appears to be some confusion. I have not come to get you out. I'm on a mission of extreme urgency to both this ancient era and our present. What's the problem, sir? It's your kids, Marty.
They're assholes. Did you notice we never dealt with their kids in the...
So he is the guy from Echo. So we do know him. We
do
know
him.
We knew him.
Just didn't know we knew him.
Well, now he's got a scar and that makes all the difference. So, you know.
Yeah.
So apparently there are certain breakpoints in the time stream capable of derailing time and reality. They can erase our world and everyone we knew.
Thought we were calling them flashpoints, but okay.
That's over. We're done with that now.
Apparently.
Until we're not.
Until we're
I've
not.
Been authorized by the Science Police and the Legion to commandeer you to help me stop it. And Gates is like, whatever. We already did our part. Talos is like, no, we got to do it. She's like, shut up. Don't let him con you.
What I expect from Gates.
Yeah. Yes.
Questioning authority.
Mm-hmm. Do you honestly think the Legion would send one man if our entire reality really was at stake? At the very least, we'd have a dozen reinforcements. They'd alert Superman, the Justice League, and every other super team on the planet. Why should we trust anything you say, Mr. Science Police? Show me your proof. Suddenly, pwadam! There's a big blast from the sky, and it's wildfire crashing to Earth. He's like, run!
What luck that they landed him right where the rest right of the
team are. Mm-hmm. He's a talented mofo. That's a hole in one by any standard.
I'm sure it all has a lot to do with the prophecy,
perhaps, or the omen.
Well, it does look like on the next page that our great big red warrior basically blows wildfire up. So you know,
hence the faceplate being found.
Faceplate being there. What are the odds that maybe Captain Atom brought a new suit for wildfire? Just a thought, folks. A thought.
Or at the very least, maybe there's one in the basement of the time bubble.
Maybe. In the Tesseract. Yeah. Right, Stuart?
Lord Dagor says, kill them all, Thrax. This wretched world may yet serve our glorious conqueror supreme.
Indeed it might.
As you command!
Nice.
I gotta say, I'm quite pleased. My little girl, she's already got her her supervillain laugh down.
Really?
Oh yeah, she'll be talking away and you'll hear her talking to her stuffed animals, and then all of a sudden she'll be like, ha ha ha.
Nice.
I'm very pleased. It's very important when someone, you know, puts together an evil laugh.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. You gotta know what you're doing.
Good. Look, guys, Superboy, the Ravagers, and Harvest next issue.
Oh, thank God.
Something to look forward to.
Speaking of books that I dropped, Ravagers, read the first two issues, and that was too many.
Yeah, shocker.
Horrible book.
I don't know why they love Rose Wilson so much. I don't get it.
It's not even that. Yeah, honestly, she's the least of that book's problems.
Oh, well, true, but, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
14,
we're sorry
15,
for your
16.
Monday.
Three
we,
more
we
issues to go, kids.
Now. So I had a couple of people say, are you still doing Legion Lost? I'm like, yes, we're still doing Legion Lost.
At least we
have a historical duty to document.
At least, exactly. At least it's complete, but at least this did move the story forward.
Yes,
even
it did.
If we did have Thrax and Lord Dagor.
Hey, those guys are awesome. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They're the best thing about the issue.
They're the greatest villains ever from Eternia.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, they are better than Harvest. I will take them over Harvest any day.
I'm gonna give you a kick in the left nut.
No, because at least they're not boring.
Instead of the right nut.
They're not dull. There's not all this bloody posturing around. So
they've come to kick ass and take names, and that's it. That's good.
Yeah,
I like that.
And they're just about out of ass. Wait.
That's right.
Wait.
There's no more names.
That came out wrong. So.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Legion Lost 0 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Indeed, wow. Folks.
Indeed.
Take a drink.
Just because you need it.
Oh,
so there we have it.
Comments as always.
Indeed. Hey, friend of mine. I'll send you guys a picture. But a friend of mine did for a Halloween party last night. Dressed up as Dazzler. Awesome, mm-hmm. awesome costume. Even with the little disco ball necklace. Very
nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, she posted it to Facebook today, and it was like, you know, she's someone I've known since like grade school, and it was like, wait a second, like that's like detailed comics knowledge. How did I not know this?
Mm. So I don't know. How did you not know that?
I just didn't, I guess. I
don't know. Oh, fair enough.
Interesting. At any rate, it was a very cool costume. So, yeah, so that's Legion Lost. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, please get back to the action run.
Yeah, Caleb, what's
okay? Caleb's like, all right, I give. But, you know, but then he's like, Legion Lost, hey, they're in Arizona now. So he's happy with that.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So, anyone got anything else?
Look at that.
You can see my house.
Wildfire blew it up when he landed.
Wildfire died at my house. Yeah.
There's a faceplate on the lawn.
Exactly. Anyone got anything? We good?
I think we're good. Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay. Comments, as always, are welcome at legionofsubstitutepodcasters@gmail.com. You can join us on the forum. It is forum.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. You can find us on the Facebook. We're at facebook.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. It takes you right to the page and join the conversation there. We're on the Twitter. We are LOSP Podcast. And in addition to all these things, you can head over to our website, legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com, and you can leave a comment on this or any episode. And with that, we make our way back into the time bubble, and we will see you all next week.
Apoplexy.